Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. My name is Anna.
Wow, my name's Mike. That was great, Anna.
What was great?
The way you introduced us. That was fantastic.
Really?
It was so good. Yeah, it was really great.
Well, I learned it from you.
Well, no, but you sound like you have so much energy today. Did you maybe drink a nice cup of tea before we started this program? Is that why?
Well, I drink tea every morning, actually.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Yes,
good
really.
Good for you. They say tea is very healthy.
I think so.
Yeah,
I just like tea.
You just like the taste.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. So even if it wasn't good for your body, you would still drink tea.
Sure.
Okay, well, we're going to find out about your favorite type of tea later. But today, for our program, we're going to be talking about a really interesting tea that I have to tell the truth. I've never heard of this tea before in my life. This is new for me. It's called Peng Feng Tea.
Peng Hong Cha.
And it's from Penghu. No.
Beipu la.
Oh, it's from Hsinchu. Okay, but it's still from Taiwan, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so we're going to come back and we're going to talk about bug bitten tea. It's very interesting, so come right back.
Reading. The Bug-Bitten Tea.
Roughly a century ago, a tea farmer in Beipu, Hsinchu, found his plants chewed up by little green bugs. He nevertheless decided to process the leaves and bring the tea to market. Surprisingly, it was sweet and fetched a price far above the usual rate. His neighbors could hardly believe him when he bragged about it, so they named his product Peng Feng Tea, or Boasting Tea. As it turns out, an insect infestation is vital to the unique aroma of Peng Feng Tea. When the insects bite tea plant's leaves, a chemical reaction changes its flavor. Since the bugs are most active in summer, it is the only time the tea can be harvested. Additionally, Peng Feng Tea farmers avoid the use of pesticides to ensure the bugs can do their work. As a result, the tea is an organic, healthy choice. During the harvest season, Beipu holds a festival to honor the drink's history, and visitors can view every stage of the tea-making process. So, head out to the home of Peng Feng Tea this summer to appreciate one of Taiwan's liquid treasures.
All right, well, tea is something that Taiwan is famous for. Many people travel to Taiwan to just drink and buy tea, don't they?
对啊，尤其是那些 people from China, you know, the tourists from China.
And they say the tea in Taiwan is some of the best tea in the whole world.
Right.
So let's find out about this very special tea. Our article begins, roughly a century ago, a tea farmer in Beipu, Hsinchu, found his plants chewed up by little green bugs. Ew! Okay, well, this happened a long time ago. A century ago, it says. Century is spelled C-E-N-T-U-R-Y. C-E-N-T-U-R-Y. And a century is 100 years. That's what we mean when we say a century. So roughly a century ago, we could also say around 100 years ago. Not exactly, roughly means around 100 years. It could be 105 or 98, but around 100 years ago, this farmer found his plants chewed by bugs. Bugs are insects, things like ants and mosquitoes and flies. Those are bugs, and farmers do not want bugs eating their plants.
对啊，所以其实啊，大概在100多年前的时候就发生一个像是 accident, 像是意外的这种事情。那么当时的状况是呢，在北浦这个地方有一个种茶的农夫 ,a tea farmer。那时间到底是多久呢？差不多100年前。在英文当中呢，有100年这个单字哦，叫做 century。C-E-N-T-U-R-Y, 有时候会翻成一世纪。 不过在句子当中啊，一开始就有一个副词叫做 roughly， 就是大概的意思哈。差不多在100多年前呢，总而言之呢，在北埔，也就是新竹北埔的这个茶农啊，他发现了他的茶叶，当然是种出来的 plants 茶叶 chewed by， 就是被什么东西嚼了，被什么东西呢？被一些小的绿虫子给咬了。
He nevertheless decided to process the leaves and bring the tea to market. So he still decided to sell the tea. But of course, tea, like many things farmers grow, you have to process it before you can sell it. To process is to change something in a way to make it better or more useful. For example, many people know that ice cream is made from milk.But you don't just take milk out of a cow, make the milk cold, and then it's ice cream. No, of course, you have to add sugar to it and ice and do things to it to change it from milk into ice cream. Well, that changing is called processing. So they process milk into yogurt or cheese or butter or ice cream, the same way that farmers will process tea,from a tea plant into the tea that we put in our hot drinks. Process is spelled P-R-O-C-E-S-S, P-R-O-C-E-S-S.
所以其实在这里的 process 啊，它就是加工的意思。我们常会把食物加工成某一种食品，比如说麦刚讲的，我们可能会把牛奶再加工成为冰淇淋，因为我们要添加不同的东西，有不一样的制程。茶叶也是这样啊，茶叶在摘下来之后呢，要经过这个烘焙啊、揉捻啊，这些过程就叫做 process, 加工。那么在这里是当动词。通常如果茶叶被虫咬的话，是不能够做成好茶叶的，但是 nevertheless, however, 这个茶农还是决定啊，继续做茶，然后呢，把茶带到 market 市场去卖哦。
Surprisingly, it was sweet.And fetched a price far above the usual rate. Oh, wow, so people really like this tea. Interesting. And it was expensive. It said it fetched a price far above the usual rate. To fetch a price means to get a price, or that's how much it cost. So the price, or it cost, far above, far more than,The usual rate. Okay, a rate is basically how much you pay for something, or sort of like an average. Most of the prices are around this. So let's say most of the tea was 100 NT for a kilo. This tea, the tea that was chewed by little green bugs, was more than 100, maybe 150 or 200 NT per kilo.Far above the usual price for normal tea.
Right, 所以呢，其实这个茶啊，因为后来这个在味道上呢，其实甜甜的，好像蛮好喝的。它的价格竟然高达到多少呢？我们看到 price 前面有搭配了一个 fetch， 它特别在这里使用的话，表示到达了多少的高价，多少呢？既然比平常的价格，在这里我们看到 rate, R-A-T-E。本来是什么什么绿的意思，在这里指的是平常的一个价格。那么这个茶啊，碰风茶，它居然比平常的价格还要高很多很多诶。那么这句话其中一个关键就是 above, far above, 当然就是远远的超乎平常的价格咯。
His neighbors could hardly believe him when he bragged about it. So they named his product Pongfong Tea, or boasting tea.Okay, to brag or to boast is basically to tell people how good you are. I'm so proud. I'm so great. That means you're boasting or bragging.
That's right. 所以这个碰风茶为什么叫碰风茶？我们说碰轰就是那种很炫耀的意思啊，在吹牛啦。那么在英文当中碰轰或吹牛呢，就可以用那个 brag about something, B-R-A-G, 这个 brag, 或者是 boast,B-O-A-S-T. 那当然邻居怎么可能会相信呢？什么你的这个茶居然被虫子咬，然后价格还很高，他们几乎没有办法相信耶。所以在这句话当中的 They could hardly believe 是几乎不相信的意思。
As it turns out, An insect infestation is vital to the unique aroma of Pong Fong tea. Wow, okay, that's very interesting. You need insects to make this tea. An insect is like a bug. It's a kind of animal. It has 6 legs. It has 3 parts to its body. And these are insects or animals like, well, flies, mosquitoes, ants, bees, things like that. These are all types of insects. An infestation is when you have many of these things, many things that you don't like, so a lot of insects or a lot of mice or rats or something like that would be an infestation. There's so many that it's kind of dangerous and disgusting. So you need these insects to make this special tea, as it turns out.
对啊，所以啊，这个如果我们要做出这种碰烘茶呢，就是有一个很重要的 vital 的一个条件，就是 insect 昆虫一定要大批的出现 infestation。如果我们说虫那种大批出没，就会用 infestation。那如果有很多虫来吃的话呢，有特定的这一种绿色的小虫，那么就可以增添这个碰烘茶的独特的一种 aroma， 一种香味哦。不过在这句话当中，我们看到一个今天的 turn out shortcut for you。
Shortcut for you.
What's wrong, Chris? You look terrified.
That's because I am.
What happened?
I was doing a science experiment and, well, something happened. I dropped my dinner and some chemicals and, as it turns out, my experiment created a monster.
You made a monster that...Turns around?
No. Turns out means in the end or to have a particular result, usually an unexpected one.
Oh, so turn out means 结果证明
Yes, it turns out that I created a spaghetti monster.
Well, as it turns out, I'm terrified too. Let's get out of here.
When the insects bite tea plant's leaves, a chemical reaction changes its flavor. So that's how it works. So the insects bite the leaf on the tea plant, and then something changes. There's a chemical reaction. Chemical, spelled C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L. Well, we're talking about chemicals when we talk about what things are made of.So scientists will use chemicals to make, well, new medicines or new kinds of things that we can put in our food to make us healthier, things like that. If we're talking about oxygen or carbon or, you know, things like that, we're talking about chemicals.
Chemicals 可能指的是化学物质，或者当形容词 chemical 化学的。那我们就要追根究底了。那到底化学怎么说呢？在英文当中，化学叫做 chemistry， C H E M I S T R Y， 它就是你化学课的那个化学。好，所以这句话呢，其实是要解释啊，为什么一定要虫子来吃才会变成碰烘茶呢？难道是要留下小洞吗？不是，是因为当昆虫 bite 咬这些茶叶的时候，会有产生一种化学的反应 ，a chemical reaction， 而这种化学的反应呢，就会把原本茶的一个 flavor 风味转变成一种香味 aroma。
Since the bugs are most active in summer, it is the only time the tea can be harvested. Okay, so the bugs or insects are only there in the summer, so in the winter the farmers can't make the tea. The bugs are not there. Additionally, Pong Fong tea farmers avoid the use of pesticides to ensure the bugs can do their work. As a result, the tea is an organic,Healthy choice. Okay, a pesticide is something farmers will put on food to kill bugs. But of course, they don't want to, so that's good for us. Pesticides can make people sick or put bad things in your body. This ensures. To ensure is to guarantee or to make sure. So to be careful that this is true so the bugs can do their work.
That's right. 所以其实很特别哦，因为我们在这边呢、啊，特别要提一下，唯有在夏天的时候，这种小绿虫才特别的 active， 特别的活跃。而就是因为如此，在这句话当中的 since， 而不是自从的意思，而是 because。就是因为这些小虫子在夏天才最为活跃，所以只有夏天的时候，这个时候这种所谓的碰烘茶呢才能够做出来，才能够 be harvested。好，那么除此之外呢，我们还有几个条件哦。当然，因为要有这个虫子来咬这碰烘茶，所以杀虫剂、农药是绝对不可以用的。我们看到杀虫剂或者是农药，杀虫剂叫做 pesticide。Pesticide， 那如果不用这个杀虫剂的话呢，这样子的条件才能够确保一个结果产生，确保这个结果产生在英文用 ensure， E-N-S-U-R-E 这个动词。
During the harvest season, Beipu holds a festival to honor the drink's history, and visitors can view every stage of the tea-making process.Wow, so we can go there to learn how the farmers make the tea. So, head out to the home of Peng Feng Tea this summer to appreciate one of Taiwan's liquid treasures. Okay, to appreciate, A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-E, appreciate, is to understand something and know that it's important. Okay, so you might appreciate your teachers on Teacher's Day.You understand how hard they work, how much they want to teach you, and then you know it's important, so you want to say thank you to your teachers. That's a way to appreciate someone.
That's right. 所以其实 appreciate 在英文当中有感谢的意思。不过有时候呢，在看上下文的时候，它也有欣赏之意。像我们去欣赏画啦，或者是今年的夏天，也就是现在大概七八月的时候，一定会有碰烘茶开始上市了。你就可以来欣赏一下，喝喝看 ，appreciate 我们台湾的液体的宝藏 liquid treasures。接下来是我们的 For You Chat。
For You Chat。
All right, our For You Chat question. Hey, Anna, what's your favorite kind of tea and why? That's a good question.
Oh, my favorite kind of tea is, is one of, High Mountain Oolong.
High Mountain Oolong tea.
金萱啊，金萱。
Oh.
Have you ever heard of 金萱?
No, I haven't.
高山乌龙。
It sounds very good.
Yeah, it is very good.
All right, sounds
great. But I can't explain why.
Oh, you just have to try it.
Right.
Okay.
How about you?
Oh, I don't know. I like lots of kinds of teas, but I don't know if I've had really good tea. But I like green tea a lot. I often buy that in the summertime, so that's a very good drink. All right, you guys, you can have a chat about that question. What's your favorite kind of tea?
The Bug-Bitten Tea.
Roughly a century ago...A tea farmer in Beipu, Xinzhou, found his plants chewed up by little green bugs. He nevertheless decided to process the leaves and bring the tea to market. Surprisingly, it was sweet and fetched a price far above the usual rate. His neighbors could hardly believe him when he bragged about it, so they named his product Peng Feng Tea, or Boasting Tea. As it turns out,An insect infestation is vital to the unique aroma of Peng Feng tea. When the insects bite tea plant's leaves, a chemical reaction changes its flavor. Since the bugs are most active in summer, it is the only time the tea can be harvested. Additionally, Peng Feng tea farmers avoid the use of pesticides to ensure the bugs can do their work.As a result, the tea is an organic, healthy choice. During the harvest season, Beipu holds a festival to honor the drink's history, and visitors can view every stage of the tea-making process. So, head out to the home of Peng Feng Tea this summer to appreciate one of Taiwan's liquid treasures.
Vocabulary Review.
century. One century ago, there were no televisions or personal computers. Process. The company processes wheat into bread and then sells it to stores. Rate. The rate for a taxi ride depends on time and distance. Insect. Flying insects, like bees and butterflies, get their food from flowers. Chemical. The chemical factory polluted the rivers around it and killed many fish. Appreciate. My parents like visiting the countryside to appreciate the beauty of nature.